Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Beis, Omud Beis, and we're in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Yetzer Hashem, we're going to finish off Simen Reishu today. We left off actually at the very top of the Omud, at the end of Sif Aleph, and the Mechaber is telling us what is the shear in terms of a bracha achrona when you're drinking a liquid. So he says, V'yesh mistavkin o b'bracha achrona, it is unclear what the shear is for a bracha achrona, shoyayin, im mevarchim osa al kizayis. Does one make a bracha achrona after drinking just a kizayis' worth of wine, which we'll see is roughly one-third of a revius and not a full revius, and therefore this involves a suffix situation, as some poskim say that you would make a bracha achrona on wine or any other beverages, we'll see, if you just had a kizayis, and others say, no, you need to have the full revius. So therefore, the Mechaber brings down this suffix, and he concludes, and he says, l'chein tov lizar, therefore one should be very careful, shelo lishtos Elapochos mikizayis or revius. So make sure that you have always less than a kizayis, and therefore everybody agrees you don't make a bracha achrona. And if you're drinking more than a kizayis, make sure that you drink at least a revius. So this way everybody also says that you are chayav in a bracha achrona. But the area between a kizayis and a revius, as we'll see, is even bigger a problem if you have more than the rove of the revius, which would be a larger share than a kizayis, but still not a revius, that really involves a suffix, and therefore you're putting yourself into a suffix situation where some poskim say you should make the bracha achrona and others say you shouldn't. So therefore, try never to put yourself in such a situation. The answer to many of these brachos sveikim that we've had are that don't put yourself into such a suffix. Make sure that you do something to get out of this big machlokas. Now, what exactly is this machlokas over here? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nyur tells us that this is true for wine. V'uad din shar mashkim. It's not a din in wine. It's a din in any beverage. The shear for a beverage is a liquid measurement, the revius. When you translate that into the kizayis measurement, how much is that? So Sivkot Nyud Aleph, he says, dehu shlish revius. It's one-third of revius. So a kizayis, when used to measure liquids, only comes out to be a third of a revius. The efsho, the linyan mashke, gam kein misharin kimo b'achila b'chizayis. And therefore, there are those that hold that even though this is less than a revius, it's one-third of a revius, but since by solid foods, a kizayis is the shear. So some suggest that even by liquids, that is the shear. And therefore, you're putting yourself into a suffix situation, according to those that say, even eating a kizayis' worth of a liquid, i.e. a third of a revius, is enough to make a bracha achrona. You're mechuyev to make a bracha achrona. But if you hold like the other post, I'm going to say the shear is a revius, so then you're not. So you don't want to put yourself into this suffix situation. The issue footnote number 25 brings down and he reminds us that if you're also making an ala michya because you had a significant shear of mezonos, so then we've already pointed out in Simen Reish Ches that once you're making ala michya of yalaka kola, you can also add on al hagefen, the al pri hagefen, because you're already making the bracha anyway, so therefore there's no suffix in this situation. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nyud Beis, so he quotes the Mechaber who says, always make sure that you're eating, in this situation, drinking less than a kizayis, and or more than a revius to get around the suffix. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ubidiyavet, what happens im shosa kizayis v'en lo revius? The person only has a kizayis over here. He doesn't have a revius, so he can't drink anymore. So what should he do in this situation? Tov lizar shlo yishte ad rov revius. So if you have a little bit more, make sure you don't drink just a little bit more, because once you get over a rov revius, you're really putting yourself into a problem. And certainly, v'kosha king shlo yishte kishir beitza, and certainly don't have the shear of a kibetza, which is, according to some, twice the shear of a kizayis. And in our situation, therefore, that would be shu shnei chalke revius. This would be two-thirds of a revius. Because in this situation, you have even more poskim that say you should make the bracha. The yesh omrim dal shurim elu, yesh lebarach bracha achrona. So now you're adding additional fire to this suffix over here. And he says, v'ayin le'el simen kuf tzadi, sivkot nyudalid masha kosav nusham. Now, let's see over here in Dishu foot number 26 and 27, additional points. So Dishu foot number 26 brings down, when you're drinking havdalah, so then, in Simen Reish Tzadi Vav, it's going to tell us, Sha'av she'en chiv lishtos mehayayin kishir revius. Technically, one does not have to drink the shear of a revius, but dai bishisiyas shir amalo lugmov, but it's adequate to fulfill making havdalah if you only drink a cheekful. Nevertheless, noagim shahamab dil shos is kol hakos. The meaning is to try to drink the entire kos, i.e. the entire revius plus. And the reasoning is, kadesh yuchal levarach bracha achrona, because in this situation, you'd absolutely be chayav to make a bracha achrona. Because if you only drink a malo lugmov, you're entering into the suffix bracha achrona. So therefore, better to drink the entire revius. Dishavu number 27 brings down that we learned in Simon Kutsadi, Sivkot Nyudalit, Shemaskanas kol achronim, shekol shaloshas revi'is shlema. If you didn't drink a full revi'is, whether it's wine or other beverages, halach lemaisa ena rasha levarach brach achronim. We paskin sofik brachos lahakil. However, that's not the opinion of the Taz. The Taz writes that technically he says the halacha is even a melo lugmav you chayiv to make a brach achrona, and therefore the Taz says this whole idea of revi'is is lechatchilo yishter revi'is kedei losis uchol adeos. It's just to be yotzi the other deos. But lemaisa says if you only drank a melo lugmav you still have to make a brach achrona according to the Taz. But that's not the maskana of all the achronim that are brought down by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Tzadi, Siv Katan Yudalid. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah also points out over there, Sha'af Yayin Sraf, when you're dealing with whiskey or liquor, and most people don't drink a revius in that situation, they have a shot glass, which is an ounce, which is much less than a revius, so lo yivarek bracha achrona. Then the poskim say, you don't make a bracha achrona. Why? Lo chilku chachamim b'shurim. We don't go and make different shurim for different liquids, albeit this is not also like the opinion of the Taz, who says that if you drink a significant amount of yayin sraf, you also have to make a bracha achrona, even though it's not a revius. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, ha-toem es ha-tavshil, if a person tastes the food, einot tzorich levarach ad revius. As long as the person did not eat a revius, and we'll see the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yudalit says, this is ad biklal, that we're talking here of that the person ate up to a revius, so he ate less than a revius or an actual revius, but in that situation he didn't eat more than a revius, so if all he was doing was tasting this dish, he doesn't make a bracha rishona. Even though, as we pointed out, that a person is not allowed to get hanor from this world. And normally if he eats something, even a small amount of mashu, he has to make a bracha here, afilum hubolu, even if he swallows it. But since his purpose was not for eating, his purpose was tasting, so then a person does not make a bracha rishona as long as he hasn't eaten more than a revius. This is the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Gimel explains, the afil gav di osur le'anos min olam hazeh below bracha afilu koshu, even though a person is not permitted to get any benefit from this world without making a birchas hanenin, thanking a kodesh bracha for that benefit, even if it's a small benefit, a mashahu, and this is true bein biachila bein bishasiyah, this is true for eating and drinking, haynu kishim mechaving lechav lishtos, but it's only true if you intended to eat or drink. But here, avil hocha, she'en kavanah so ela lit'om, here, your only interest is in tasting it to see, does it need more seasoning, does it need more salt, does it need more spice? Therefore, ein tzarech bracha. Therefore, you don't make a bracha lo lefuneh, not a bracha rishona, v'lo leachreah, and not a bracha afterwards. And he says, v'afilu mu'ochel kitzas mihamaychel achar habishul. Even if you're eating it after it's already been cooked, and therefore it can't be to correct it to make it better, she'ein b'yichol to leksakin es hamaychel, it's too late, it's already cooked. Nevertheless, if your purpose is over here to taste it, v'rak leidaim hutov, you just want to see if it's edible, gam ke mitzadidim ha'el yirabah v'aprimagodim, both the el yirabah and the primagodim is hold, the gam zeo b'chlal tima. This is also included in, quote, tasting over here, achrei she'en kavonas l'shem achil, because your intention isn't to eat it, your intention is to taste it. Can I serve this to my guests? Can I eat this? Is it something that is a good tasting food, and I can bring it out to people to eat, and therefore that's your purpose, that's called tasting, and you don't make a bracha rishona as long as you haven't eaten more than a revius. The issue footer number 28 brings down, Hatoim is a tav shall be Erev Shabbos, Mishum Toamel Chaim Zochu. We have a famous idea that says a person should taste the food on Erev Shabbos. There's a special mitzvah to taste the food on Erev Shabbos called Toamel Chaim Zochu. Those that taste the food, they'll be Zochu to a long life. And therefore, people specifically taste the food on Erev Shabbos. So the Kafa Chaim brings down, in that situation, Chayiv Levarach, even though you're, quote, tasting it. Because there, Vaday Miskavin Lecho, your intention there isn't to taste it, your intention is to eat it. Since your intention is to eat it, therefore, even if you're not going to have a significant amount, you're only going to have a small amount of kolshu, you do have to make a bracha rishona. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yudalit writes that if you had up to a revius, and he says, v'ad b'chlal, including revius, so if you had less than revius, up to a shear of revius, you don't make a bracha rishona if you're just tasting it, even if you're swallowing it according to this first opinion. However, avo yosem revius, but if you ate more than a revius, since kivan shuwa no yisera, this is considered extra benefit, choshev kamoshi miskavi lachila, it is as if you had intention to eat it, and now you do have to make a bracha rishona. Mishnah Berurah then says, v'ayin b'morgan avram, look in the morgan avram, shekosov de'ad revius de'sharei, that which we said over here, that up to revius, you don't have to make a bracha. Hainu afilu litom mihar b'kederos, this would be even if you ate from many different dishes over here. However, miyu, the Mishnah Berurah says, im kavanaso lechol ma'at, also lasos harbi pamin. The havalei achilim ayisa. If you're really tasting from all these dishes and your intention is over here to really enjoy yourself, so then that is even a little bit of eating, then now you have to break a bracha rishona. That's achila ma'ayisa. Ulinyan ti'ima, eza dover ochel edam utov. So here the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the Sif Kotan Lamed Beis and the Shavit Zion, he says it's in the name of the Oles Tomin and El Yeraba, mitzadidim ho'achronim, these achronim hold, the shiu hu rak ad kizayis. Here the shear is up to a kizayis. So for solids, the shear is smaller than it is for liquids over here. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'da the after b'shulchan aruch kosav ein tzarich levarich." When the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says, writes over here that you're not tzarich levarich, it means memela osu levarich. It doesn't mean that you don't have to go and say a bracha rishona. It means you're not allowed to say a bracha rishona if you're not mechuyev to the havele bracha levatola, because the achronim bring down that this would be considered a bracha levatola. If you're not mechuyev to make a bracha, so then you're actually not allowed to make the bracha. We had a similar idea the other day when we said you're in a suffix situation. Should you not? So we say suffix brachas lahakel. So if a person says, I'll be machmir myself and I'll make the bracha, so then it's considered a bracha levatol as well. You're not allowed to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain. So to over here, if you're not mechuyev to make the bracha, you're not allowed to make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tesvav says, this first opinion of the Mechaber holds even if you swallow it, up to a revius, you don't make a bracha. Up to and including a revius, you do not make a bracha. The imhu polate, the Mishnah Berurah explains, if you spit it out, then according to this opinion, mutra afilu biyoser mi revius pli bracha. Then even if you had more than a revius, but you spit it out, so then you would also not make a bracha, gam lo deyazu, even according to this first opinion over here. Dirshu footnote number 29 brings down, there is an idea that you shouldn't waste food and you shouldn't spit it out. So the Kaf HaChaim writes, if a person's tasting something before it's completed to see if it needs more salt, if it needs more sugar, if it needs more whatever, in that situation, a person should think the bracha, because certainly according to the Rambam, one could be yotze in that fashion to at least do that much. But if you're going and tasting it after it's already been cooked and you just want to see if it's able to be served to somebody, he says in that situation, better to have in mind that you're not only tasting it, but you're actually eating it and trying to get enjoyment out of it, and then you definitely can make a bracha on it. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and he brings down the second opinion. There is an opinion that's brought down by Tosos in the name of the Rabbeinu Chananel and other poskim, she'im hu bolo ton bracha, that even though you're tasting it, if you swallow it, you are chayav to make a bracha rishona. Below patru es atom, they only exempted a person who's tasting food from making a bracha rishona, el kishechozer upolit, if you're spitting it out after you taste it. But if you're swallowing it, then you definitely have to make a bracha rishona even on a mashu. And he says, if you're spitting it out, but this opinion, like the first opinion, says if you're spitting it out, then even if you have more than a revius, then you don't make a bracha rishona still because you're spitting it out. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Zayin explains, afilu b'chol shehu, kiven sheyesh lo hanos meyav. Even if a person is only eating a small amount of it, if he's not spitting it out, he's tasting it, and then he's swallowing it, the second opinion says that you have to make a bracha rishona because your intestines, your insides, are getting hanos from it, not just your mouth. However, Sivkon Yudzayin, Kishachos or Polit, if you do spit it out, the Bazehi Tiru, here the rabbis exempted you from making a bracha, Kishachavanos or Rach Latim Abalma. If you are only planning on truly tasting it and then spitting it out, then the rabbis never instituted making a bracha in this situation. Kivin She'en Lo Rach Hanoah Sachech, since you only have, so to say, an enjoyment in your mouth, in your palate, they have tashu from this dish, shatom, that you tasted, Omea Ocho Shalos, or from the food that you chewed. And therefore, you do not make a bracha rishona, because your stomach doesn't get any benefit. We have a fundamental difference over here between the first and second opinion that the Mechaber brings down. The first opinion says that even if you taste it, you don't make a bracha as long as you don't eat more than a revius. The second opinion says if you swallow it, then no matter how little you eat, you have to make a bracha. And only if you spit it out, then it doesn't make a difference how much you eat, you do not make a bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting thing. He tells us, what about smoking? If somebody has grass that is called tobacco, he's smoking a pipe, the sok shoferis, he puts the tobacco into a pipe or into a tube or a cigarette. And the person lights it and he inhales the smoke into his mouth. The Mogen Avraham is unclear. Is this like somebody who tastes and spits it out? Or is it like somebody who tastes and swallows it? So the Magen Avraham says he's not sure, should you or should you not make a bracha? However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and in Sif Katan Lamed Hei, in the Shaarei Tzion, he says, look in the Shaarei Tshuvah, the Magen Giborim, that the Achronim Hechlitu, the Achronim all hold over here, Bipshitus, it's very simple, She'ein Levarech Al Ishan HaTabak Hazeh, that a person does not in fact make a bracha on smoking cigarettes or tobacco, a pipe.
Tirshu footnote 30 brings down Hatam she'ein mevorachim b'ishan atabak birchas areach. Okay, maybe you don't have to make over here a shahakol, but why don't you make a bracha on borim yim b'samim or something like that on the smell of the tobacco, because sometimes they smell nice. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains the ikur over here is that they don't smell nice at all. Adarabba, reicha chozak umar, it has a very bitter taste, and many people can't even tolerate the smell of smoke. It makes them sick. And therefore, he says, even if you mix an aromatic substance into it so that the smoke from the pipe or from the cigarette actually smells good, then the halacha is similar to the besamim that you use for a bathroom. If you spray some air freshener into a bathroom, you don't make a bracha on it because it's used really there to mask the horrible odor of the bathroom. So too over here, the nice odor that you're putting into tobacco is only to mask the bitter, harsh odor of the tobacco. And therefore, you don't make a bracha on reyach of tobacco. I should point out that the vast, vast majority of the poskim strongly either say it's usur or strongly suggest that nobody smoke today because of the tremendous sickness and illness that are attributed to smoking and that it is the number one cause of death in the United States. There are many, many, many contemporary poskim who absolutely forbid, say it's an isser, the araisa for a person to smoke. There are others that may say it's only an isser, the rabbanan, and there are others that strongly urge you not to smoke, even if they can't say that for a fact it's an isser. But the majority of the poskim today certainly forbid a person to smoke. Shari Tshuva brings down a number of other interesting dinim in regards to smoking. Look there in Os Tes. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudches, where he says, based upon the Mechaber telling us over here that if you spit it out, you never need to make a bracha no matter how much you eat. He says, Alkein halois latinuk, if somebody chews something in their mouth for their child, for a baby, kivishin obolea, but then you're spitting it out, so you're not swallowing it, you're just making it so the child can eat the mush, afilu laharbe in tzarech bracha, then even though you ate quite a bit of it and chewed up quite a bit of it, but you didn't swallow any of it, you do not make a bracha rishona. Finally, the Ramah concludes over here. How do we paskin? First version, the second version. So the Ramah says, Hagah, Safik Brachos Lahopkel. Since there's a doubt over here, should you not make the Bracha? We go in general by Brachos the Rabbanon, Safik Brachos Lahopkel, you do not make the Bracha. Mishnah Berurah explains this if cut in your test. Hainu, Ba'afilu Mobolea Lo Yavarach. So therefore, even if you swallow it, you do not make a Bracha. Kivin Shein Kavanos Lechila, since you didn't have intention to eat it. And we paskin over here, b'di'evid, like the first opinion that says you do not make a bracha, sufik brachos lahakel, even if you swallowed it up to and including a revius. However, the Magen Avraham cholik al Shulchan Aruch v'Ramah, the Magen Avraham disagrees with the opinions of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, usfirulei, and he holds the babalea lukuli yamuchay lebarach. He says that everybody agrees that if you swallow it, you have to make a bracha. However, avokam achronim ichlitu im psak Ramah. However, many achronim agree with the psak of Ramah. Sharet Zion brings down an oslam advav eliyod rab eliyod rabba the marma mordechai the mogin bor and the chay adam. And therefore, because this is husafik bracha lo yivarach, a person shouldn't make a bracha. Therefore, to get around this problem, l'chatchila, tov lizor harotz l'vlo. Therefore, if somebody does intend to swallow, he's tasting the food, but he intends to swallow it. The best eitzah brought down by the chayyodim is sheyiskavin lehanos mimenu b'toras achila. Have in mind that you're not just tasting it, you're also going to enjoy it. And therefore, v'yivarech lo, therefore everybody agrees in that situation, you are allowed to make a bracha rishona. That concludes Simon Reishud and today's shir.